Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Oh, I hope everybody's doing well so far.
Oh, did you read Atlas Shrugged? From earlier, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The only book everybody's ever read is Atlas
and
Shrugged.
And Ron.
Weren't.
Yeah, if anybody, also if you're like do a Zoom meeting and somebody has it on their bookshelf behind them, it's totally placed and propped there. Like yeah. They've not read the book.
A little pretentious at that point.
It's a thing. In fact, it might be one of those fake book covers like they sell on Amazon now. Nothing's real. They sell fake $100 bills and fake book covers. Oh, I've got a Louis Vuitton book. It's just a book cover.
They sell fake money on Amazon. Let that sink in.
I know somebody has fake $100 bills.
God, do they look real?
What's the reason for that?
Filming.
It has to say on it, like, fake money,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they look really real. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, they work in some dollar stores in some locale.
They?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. That was an issue for a while. They were passing on movie money.
Well, they were buying regular highlighters to actually do on the bills, and it turned out they were all turning yellow. Well, this must be good.
I wanted to play poker just for that.
Never lived that one down.
You know, to get big stacks of money one time. But
I mean, think about that. But like, do you think you ever, not knowingly, but do you think there's a possibility you ever handled counterfeit money?
Oh yeah,
oh,
because
definitely.
This went on for a couple shifts.
Oh,
and the store is close to the hood too, so.
What does that mean?
Some of that stuff passed through.
You think in the hood they got a big printing press right there in one of the trap houses that they're printing out and they're getting that parchment paper? Okay. That stuff's probably flown into this country.
Welcome to the hood.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. And this is kind of a compliment.
Kind of a compliment.
It is. But I'm not gonna even say one particular country. I will say a continent.
Oh, get the guess.
People in Asia are good at making fake stuff of things.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Yep. Anything
really
you can
good.
Think of.
Anything you can think of. And a lot of people are getting hoodooed and swindled by these things.
And there's still, some people are still bleaching checks and writing over them. That old trick that Frank Abagnale was doing years and years ago. Now they're still doing that, but they got the tech now.
Yeah, I was going to tell you earlier when you were talking about the guy who bought the Mega Millions game piece that won. What was it he won?
Viper,
a
Dodge Viper.
Dodge Viper. So I bought the Panini autograph redemption, just the card redemption. I bought it at a show. It was unscratched,
Yep.
And then I redeemed it, and it's going on 3 years. I still haven't gotten it back yet. It is real.
And it's not going to be what's on the card either.
Well, they lose the license next month, so they have to redeem it at that point.
They're going to be, oh, sorry, this was out. Here's Mickey Mantle taking a dump, substitute.
I'll take that.
I would too, actually. That'd be a better card for you, everybody.
So I have
taking a commerce crap.
I have a story.
The Yankee crapper.
On one lead singer from a band that I like, Avenged Sevenfold, M. Shadows.
Oh, yeah. Say it right.
M. Shadows.
So he has to postpone his tour right now.
Is his voice messed up again?
He's got a hematoma.
What does that mean?
On his.
It sounds like a town in Arizona.
Vocal fold hematoma. So that's.
So it is his throat.
Yeah, it's like, man. What a hematoma is, it's like a wound where blood collects. So this is in his throat.
Remember, they're going to play. They were going to play Birthday Bash. I want to say 2015.
God, I wish that would have happened.
And I mean, not shortly before the show, but I want to say like 2 months before the show, after everything was booked, they took time off because of his throat. They thought it was cancer at the time. Now, forgive my ignorance, but does hematoma mean cancer?
I don't think
no.
so.
Okay, good.
Hematoma,
I'm not ignorant.
Hematoma is like, it's for,
like an ulcer?
Where blood is, it's filled like a, in the spot.
Oh,
so,
wow.
He goes hard, too.
Yeah.
Like on Nightmare, just the first one that comes to mind where he screams.
And he's not back. They're not using backups like, a lot of them are. Like, the best one, I wanted to put it on Best Damn Audio, but it wouldn't translate because you're only going to hear it. But it's Nikki Sixx performing, and I don't know if he's just doing 6 a.m. or if it's, his solo or his side gig, or if it's with Motley Crue. But somebody runs on stage, a fan got on stage, and he takes his guitar almost like he's going to use it as a weapon, but he continues to sing.
Right.
And he's nowhere near that damn microphone. And then I'm thinking, so you get pit tickets, but think about, there's still, 100 feet or more between you and that stage? Uh-huh. You're not touching that stage looking up at anybody anymore.
Uh-huh.
So if you're that far back,
it's
and
not
you got them lights right in your face, you ain't seeing that they're really even singing.
Nope.
So this is a hematoma.
I am paranoid. Screw your texts.
And it's just pulled blood in a particular area. This guy is.
Oh, I see a commercial for that on TV. Oh, right now it's on. What the hell?
You better check it out.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So we hope that it gets better, especially in your throat where I don't know what they.
How does that get better? I wonder. Like, you gotta.
I'm not a doctor.
Because then again, we sounded like one damn 2 minutes ago.
I'm not a doctor.
Talking about hematomas and whatever.
Well, I mean, I really like him. I think I've always, every time I've interviewed him or we met him backstage, he's always super nice.
Is he related to M. Night Shyamalan?
No.
Ma-ding dong.
No.
Ding dong.
But I wish him well.
That's not really somebody you can have somebody fill in for either.
Mm-mm.
Like, you just got to wait.
No, what, they give it all on stage.
That I unique voice where the guy, and I don't remember his name, Paige, you might, the lead singer for Fear Factory, the grungy industrial rock band. No. It's funny.
I'll call
that's
back.
Fear Factor.
That'd be a 5-hour concert, too.
For $5,000, will you eat this jar of roaches? If he could sing melody, but then he could also do the screaming.
Yeah, the...
But then he had this real, angelic voice, and... not angelic, maybe, but M. Shadows, though, he has that where he can do that crazy screaming and then. It sounds much better than that.
I'd like to see his vocal cords when he gets like screams like a nightmare and.
Like, what is that?
Country and other ones.
When you sing like that or scream, do the vocal cords enlarge or do they expand? Like, do they girth up or do they extend in length?
I don't know.
Neil Grasta Tyson, get him on the phone.
Like I tell you, if your vocal cords are in space, they might get a little bigger.
Neil Grasta, I got to tell my sister. I was trying to remember, hold on, let me.
They might expend.
Okay, that's one of the ones we were talking the other day about how my mom would often say names wrong. And there was one, and I was like, oh my God, I cannot remember what it was. And that's what it was, Neil Grasta Tyson.
Dicey.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to top Vivica J. Fox.
Vivica J. Fox. I mean, she had a million of them. Oh.
I can't find Monk.
Bull Cosby.
I don't remember.
Hey, Mom. I might have made that one up.
Bull Cosby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mama. When you going to give that a rest and do some new content?
Bull Cosby.
Oh, yes. Neil Grasta Tyson. You know, she might have been doing that on purpose just to give us all a laugh.
Just to mess with you a little bit.
Yeah. Oh.
Paige.
I don't want to call him fat.
That's
boy.
Not me. That's somebody else with a serious problem.
Maybe my mom runs community guidelines on Facebook. She didn't want to call you fat boy, neither did they.
I remember. She met my wife. She said, did you say her name was Juanita? I'm like, no.
Oh, man.
Lots of love.
She had a cousin named Juanita.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She was American.
Lots of love.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Riyadh means, I know it's Riyadh season. I kept calling it Ramadan the other day, and we all know that's a hotel chain, I believe.
It is.
So I apologize on that,
Ramadan
in that regard.
In.
But
Ramadan
when they show the commercial on wrestling for Riyadh season, it makes it look like it's some kind of theme park.
Doom, 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 doom,
yeah.
They say it. The big thing in wrestling, I'll just say this way. You already think I have a vendetta against CM Punk. I don't really care one way or the other. But for years, when he did not work for WWE, they would go over to Saudi Arabia and do these shows. Fat Boy? Emerald. They made a special belt for it and everything.
God dang it.
But CM Punk says, that's blood money. I will not go and take that money from, you know, get down to it. This is a bad place. I'm not going to take that blood money. Well, you know, this past Riyadh season, he went. He went and performed there.
I guess it's like a slogan, Riyadh is a city. It's the most populous city in Saudi Arabia.
So what does the season mean? Is it like the summertime? Like what they're doing is, you know, the big thing is when there would be big boxing matches, UFC, Super Bowl, things like that, you would see folks there that would have on maybe turbans and stuff. And to me, I was, oh, good, they got some money. They got some money. Right. You wear a turban, like you got some money, or you will humble him, you know, mm-hmm. like the Iron Sheik.
Sheiky.
Sheiky baby.
Randy Savage stole all his cocaine. Yeah.
There was Beyonce, I want to say, went and did like a 2-song concert and got paid like $3 million. There was a couple other.
Yeah, I think Bieber did that too, right?
Justin Bieber. Apparently, this weekend was the Riyadh Comedy Festival. I'm telling you, they said, listen, we got so much money. Y'all coming to us now. We are not flying all over the world. Plus, have you seen America these days? Who wants to go?
What you really got to be
I careful. Like that PR. I do. America, we don't want to go there. All right. That's kind of the one I want to get going for Greenville, South Carolina. Like, we're good. We don't need to do the tourism stuff anymore.
It's hard to keep people out of here.
No, we're fine. So anyway, I did not realize the Riyadh Comedy Festival was going on, but Dave Chappelle appeared, Bill Burr appeared. Mm. Remember, that's what they say, Paige, when they cut down a tree, right? Remember? Mm-hmm. From last week.
Bill Burr.
Louis C.K., who is controversial here in America for masturbating and having females watch.
Yep. During a week.
They caught a bunch of Aziz Ansari.
Who's on a comeback? For all he had to do was just kind of powder for a little bit. I mean, that's cool. I don't have an issue with it. But.
And Pete Davidson. And so anyway, they're catching a bunch of crap online for taking, quote, blood money. I'll be very honest with you. I don't know why they call it blood money. What is blood money?
How do you say that with any of that stuff?
Diamonds?
Yeah, because people die mining diamonds.
We started.
So it really is blood money.
Started saying it would live as far as whitewashing the atrocities that the Saudi government has been accused of. The Khashoggi issue.
Yeah.
Other stuff. The rights of...
Women's
stripping the rights.
Rights.
Yeah, stripping women's rights, which they've kind of peeled back on a little bit now. They're starting to drive more and wherever they want.
Do you, when you watch the wrestling, though, how many women do you see in the stands? I see young boys and men only.
Not very many. And then our women that go there still have to cover themselves.
Cover themselves.
You have to wear the loose clothes and the scarf.
Like, that's just where I don't...
I wouldn't do it. It
wasn't always like that. If you go back and look at pictures of the Middle East in the 60s and 70s as far as the way the women dressed.
Dude... You could look up Libya in 1960. Libya, where you already, if you're an American, you have thoughts about Libya, where you think, at least me, I think Libya, oh. But it looked like any downtown American city, women wearing miniskirts of the 60s.
Yeah.
Everybody, I might have misspelled Libya, but I have Googled it before.
Well, you looked up labia by accident.
But why the scarf and covering, like you have to cover everything. You can't even show like any of your shoulders.
I think it's starting to change a little.
Hopefully.
I think now that it's more of a religious thing. As far as like, I think it's at the female discretion. I could be wrong.
The black robe thing.
Well.
It's very hot.
I told Fatboy, I said, you imagine they come at us and said, hey, they want to have you over to... Again, it's us. I realized it would never be a thing, but I'm just saying, like, Fatboy says, I'd take it.
Oh, yeah, in a minute. I think the only people you can question about taking it there would be Chappelle and Burr, guys that are well, well-to-do loaded. I think if it's life-altering money, you got to consider it. Look, you can always find a reason. Within reason, you know, like, as far as how you trace this money back to... whatever you want to justify it is, you know, good or bad.
Where it emanated from, like the original source?
What no. It was used for. I think within reason, it's got to be life-changing. Now, it couldn't say, like, you know, take 20 million bucks to go support somebody who's, like, you know, actively killing people in front of you or something, like, odd, something completely insane.
Help me figure that out. That's the social stigma or whatever, but, like, where does that... what is their the fear mongering with that, if lack of a better term? Like, why is it instantly you should feel that way?
A lot of people want to come off of a moral high ground as far as they insert themselves into situations that they don't affect either way. As far as, like, you know,
sure.
Israel, Palestine, oh. Ukraine. You may have relatives there, family there, but in the grand scheme of things, what you support and don't support, we've seen it locally on a boycott level, is not really going to make a dent. I saw people, you know, they were canceling their Hulus and their Disney, and then Kimmel came back. And, like, so as far as, like, you know, you wouldn't take life-altering money to go to a festival in Saudi Arabia. I mean, couldn't you assume, if you're not so cynical, that maybe they're trying to be on the up and up with some of this stuff from here on out?
Maybe.
Maybe, but I see the arguments against
it's so volatile there.
The Khashoggi situation
I
and
think
others.
Saudi Arabia is safe, but there are a few places that I'd want to go in the Middle East right now.
Saudi Crown Prince, where's his mom? Like, there are a lot of things you could point to. You can have an issue with it either way, but it'd be very hard to turn down if somebody came to you and said 10, 15 million bucks.
Well, they could also say, where's the Scientologist preacher's wife? I mean, there's all the, every country's got those weird mysteries or whatever. Like Christopher Walken, you were on the boat that night.
I don't think he'll ever say anything. Nope. Get the guy immunity so you can tell us what happened. Close that story.
Man, I know. Like, that's one of those things where, like, God, there's more to that, but I don't know, you know.
Like,
worried about the Epstein list. I want to find out what he was doing on that boat that night. I want to know about Chappaquiddick.
Still talking about that. I can, within reason, find a way to come off of any kind of moral position. If I could change other people's lives. If it came down to my family, like, living a lot better,
yeah,
just because I'd make an appearance somewhere for quote-unquote blood money, okay.
You would.
We're talking about 5, 10, 15 life-changing money.
Yeah.
They're paying people, they're paying certain sports talk personalities in this country, allegedly, to go over there and watch a boxing match for 5, 10 million bucks a clip. Just to appear and watch a match.
Pat McAfee.
No.
Oh.
But you
they
know,
turned it down? Allegedly?
Allegedly, they turned it down.
It's easy
if
to
it was offered.
It's easy to say that when, like, nobody's going to be able to source that and say, yeah, they really offered you that.
Exactly.
Because you're saying a country offered you money to come perform.
Allegedly, they offered Tom Brady $75 million to go play a flag football game for one game. Now, he disputes it. Who knows? But I can almost guarantee he's not doing it for free.
No. Would you?
No, especially not.
Well, yeah, but he's one of those, like you said, with like Chappelle. I mean, the guy could, he could buy an entire state in America if he wanted to, money-wise.
So what's the motivation at that point? Is it really like they say in the movie Wall Street, what's your number? Everybody has a number, and he says more. That's the number.
Apparently. I mean,
Chappelle don't need it. None of those comedians need it, per se. But they're in a position to where it's enough money to make you pay attention to.
It's also this, too. Like, we've talked about it before. Or, you know, I brought it up. I get very jealous of athletes and art, you know, musicians and stuff like that who get to perform. I mean, what we do it's not a performance, but what we do is like we talk. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is those guys get to like your music hits in wrestling. You get to walk out in the crowd's chanting your name or whatever. Like, I don't think anybody's chanting our names or anything. I'm sure people get excited when the show starts or hopefully or whatever.
Yeah.
But never get that on the money feeling of you know, mattering or whatever. So if you go to an arena, you could be a zillionaire. You can't reproduce that feeling of everyone here is chanting my name. So I feel exciting. So powerful right now.
Plus with our culture, like it translates to Japan very well because, you know, they're all about the Americana and our pop culture. But how does our entertainment pop culture translate to Saudi Arabia, you know, Iraq, other places they try to, you know?
I think with social media, it's probably pretty about the same people.
That's always hard. It's hard for me to gauge. Then what's next? Like, can you fault these countries if you're trying to industrialize, you know, revolutionize and build these cities up?
Are they big fans of, like, wrestling and football and baseball, honestly?
Everything, like you were saying, everything Americana.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they used to say, and I don't know how it goes now, America got their fashion from Europe, and then it would come around this circle, and it would go back around, and then Japan and you know, Asia, I guess, in general, would catch up on that. Like, you know, in the early 2000s, they were dressing like the 80s over there.
Yep.
And it's this interesting the wheel progression, you know. It's almost like the vehicles in Cuba now. Like, they just stopped making them in the 60s. They just stopped making new cars.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. Break it down. Live from callrob.com. Hey, folks.
Yeah.
Studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say famous people celebrating a birthday on this last day of September. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Do you break think it down.
I think a judge says that to Rob, gives him his line to him. Hey, folks.
Hey, folks. Oh, hey, folks.
And the judge
there's only
is like,
one judge here, pal.
The judge is like, we're not going forward with this trial until you say it. And then Rob has to say to the judge and the court, hey, folks.
Hey, folks.
We got a good list.
I'd like to call the first plaintiff up to the witness stand. It's a dog. It's a dog who bit a neighbor.
What if he keeps messing with him and the judge is like, hey, Rob, Counselor, where's that restaurant you used to eat back in the day? What was that called? I think it was called Perfect. And the judge, he takes his court hammer. He's like, all right, I'm done for the day.
Oh, man, there's another
Let's
one.
Let's go golf.
Folks. Man, oh, God. Matthew, you thinking of Jamie Foxx. He played Ray Charles.
That once ever used. God dang it. I can't find Monk.
Where's Monk?
Let's start with T-Pain. I don't know if the T's were Terrence, Thomas, or Tallulah. Maybe Tua. Fins up, Jethro. Fins up, baby.
He owns a bar, or did. I don't know if he still does or not. The only reason I even know that is because I saw him on Bar Rescue one time with the incomparable John Taffer. The incomparable.
Oh, he has a lot of sayings, that John Taffer.
He does.
He doesn't like the way somebody or a place smells. He'll let you know.
No. He doesn't like big, over-the-top fruity drinks.
Nope.
He's like, no one wants to drink that. It looks like a bowl of piss.
I like how nobody ever picks up on his recon team being his wife and one of her buddies.
How does no one pick up on the recon team when the fact there's a cameraman standing there? They're not hidden cameras.
This place is a mess.
Anyway, how old is John Taffer, Page? No, we're guessing T-Pain. I'm going to say...
Taint Pain.
I'll go with whatever Page says.
John Taffer or T-Pain?
No, T-Pain.
Oh.
He's related to Max Payne.
40?
She said 40.
I'm going to say 44.
T-Pain is 41 years old today.
But I'm lame.
I'm skipping ahead here. Cause
does he auto-tune sing still?
I think he still does, yeah. Remember, he did the boat song with Lonely Island.
Yes.
I'm on a boat. Chick or trick, whatever.
Someone that's an Olympian. Is it Kurt Angle?
No, it's a tiny Olympian. She didn't win gold.
Dominique Moceanu.
Yep.
What?
Dominique Moceanu.
Good job. Look at you.
Wow.
She won the gold medal at the 96 Olympics in Atlanta.
Because when you said no, my next one's going to be Kara Strug.
The next year is that in 1997, she grew 7 inches after the Olympics.
That's when she probably quit taking those those hormones, right?
She grew to be 5'3". She was shorter before that. Kara Strug was
Other chick? She does that gymnastic stuff. O'Connor? God, I can't remember.
I know Simone Biles is short, too.
Simone
Biles. But
she's
the greatest ever.
She's
American.
Is she the one that always would rub the dust all over her legs?
I don't know if she did that.
She didn't, compete in some stuff the last time she was.
The one that's on Dancing with the Stars now, Chiles, I think. Chiles? Chiles? The one they took the medal from her last Olympics. Chiles?
Chiles?
Anyway.
I don't know.
It's Dominique Moceanu's birthday.
Dominique Moceanu. Does that come with clam sauce? I will say Dominique Moceanu is...
Get the Moceanu. How you doing?
47.
46.
I can see what she looks like now. 44 years old.
44.
Can't be an Olympian anymore. In that sport, at least. In other ones,
you know, I'm just going to Google this the way that I wanted to Google it. And I'm not hoping Google's going to pass judgment on me. I have to Google it the way I need to Google it to find out what the answer is.
Yeah, you just got to, man.
Yes.
I don't know how to spell her name. You know, I got it in front of me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Still looks familiar. Still looks the same in the face. You want to guess? Oh, God.
Dominique Dawes. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, that's what you're thinking. Okay.
Yeah. Dominique Dawes.
You want to guess Monica Bellucci here real quick? Because I saw a picture of her recently. She still looks pretty damn good.
She's very pretty.
She sounds expensive.
She got them DSLs, man. You know what I'm saying?
I will say.
Can
you imagine, if you went to work, you come in to work on a Monday, and they're like, oh, girl, did you get your lips done? Like, no, my old man socked me in the puss.
Oh, right. Gosh.
That would suck.
I know somebody who gets fillers.
Yeah.
They're a baseball team, made the playoffs, right?
That's the Phillies.
Won the division.
No, that's the person who does the surgery. These are the fillers.
No fillers.
They look good on her lips. She's pretty.
It's also a maker of blunts, I understand.
Let me get that wide out. Great, bitch.
I'm going to give 53.
52.
Monica Bellucci is 61 years
great
old today.
Daddy.
Yep. And she looked great.
So I'm going to look that up now.
And she's been butt naked a lot, in movies.
Yeah, in my mind right now.
And probably your personal life, too.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you wish you could screen shoot, you remember, back in the day when you'd get, a certain picture of a girl in a nudie magazine, you'd cut the picture out, you maybe save it in a certain place. And now you can, take your favorite porn moment, screen shoot it, print it out on your home printer. You're so lucky. So yeah. Lucky.
Now it's all privatized.
You know Monica Bellucci's Italian? No, I'm just kidding. She is, God bless, she's beautiful.
Very pretty.
Here's a lady that sang with Peter Cetera before. She had a music career. Doesn't do much now. Crystal Bernard. Helen on Wings.
Yeah, Wings. Okay. Okay. I saw her wearing a leather bomber jacket. I couldn't remember.
She had brown hair, blonde. Brown?
Blonde. She's a blonde. Remember she ran the cafe in the Sandpiper Airport?
That one.
And she used to be fat until she lost weight.
You know, Paige told me yesterday off there, speaking of blondes, that she researched the role of Trixie when she played a prom. You're smiling because this is not a joke. I said, do you know, did you look up what hair color most prostitutes have? And she said, yes. I said, what was it? She's like, blonde.
I feel like
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but I feel like I haven't seen a lot of blonde prostitutes.
That's why I have a ton of wigs, because I wanted to be different. But
do you remember?
I haven't seen a lot of blonde prostitutes, but a lot of blind prostitutes haven't seen me.
There was this HBO documentary. They followed hookers around, and I forgot the name of it. But this chick was ugly. And they interviewed, but she made so much money. And they talked to the guys, and they're like, she's really good at like what she does.
I don't think it matters what you look like.
Oh, crap.
But she was, she looked like a dude in a wig. But like, evidently, she was great.
She knew what she was doing.
She was quick, easy money, and made a lot of it. And the guys are like, you know what? It's what I need, 10 minutes in and out. And she don't look good, but she really is good. I wish I remember the name of that documentary, but they don't bring it back. They don't bring Taxi Cab Confessions, Real Sex.
No, no kidding. Like, what is the show? God, we always talk about it. Dream On.
Yeah, they don't have that on there.
What a fantastic show. Crystal, Sandra, Crystal Bernhard. Bernhard. She related to the saint.
64.
64, because Paige just glanced at her screen before she guessed.
Oh, well, she's right. She is 64 years old today.
Oh, I'm like, I'm cheating.
Titus Vance in the history of country music.
Doesn't sound like Dwight Yoakam.
Buddy of mine's mom kind of looked like him when we were growing up.
I like it, the seams in his pants.
All right, think of the second Titus country pants.
Marty Stewart.
Marty Stewart's birthday.
God, is that a... They should do the Conway Twitty Memorial Cup, and it's who's got the tightest jeans on.
Ooh.
Now, how do you decide that? Well,
who can bend over and not split them?
No, oh, man. Brock Lesnar's been disqualified then. He busted his out the other night. I told you I was some kind of big designer branded jeans. $500 jeans. You could rip the ass out of them. I got...
Dude,
Lee's that I should have ripped the ass out of, and the ass is still in them.
That's amazing.
It shows you what they don't mean
quality.
Crap.
Dude, that ain't Steve Bannon. That's Marty Stewart. Look at him now. Look how silverbacked Marty is.
Oh, yeah, I knew that he had the...
He's all gray now.
That's such a... I mean, I like the guy, but that's such a feminine haircut. I mean, it's like... He looks like... You remember the show Webster? Remember the mom on there had that punk rock kind of haircut? That's what he's got now. Anyway, happy birthday, Marty Stewart. I'm going to say you are 75.
76.
Marty Stewart's only 67 years old today. We got to work in a couple of these real quick. Hate to cut Marty off, but this is the theme song to The Nanny. Because there's no theme song to Hollywood Nights.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
Bomb. Newbomb, did you Newbomb?
Only a little.
The great Robert Wool.
This is why it's a good thing Neil Koloff's not here. A, he's in this country illegally because he's Russian. And B, he knows every line to Hollywood Nights.
Yeah.
They must have showed that in Russia a lot growing up.
No, actually, I just saw on the Snap map, he's in Ukraine in a hospital.
Oh, wow.
Planting bombs.
I knew it.
That's awful. Fran Drescher is 70... No. Yeah? 71.
73.
Fran Drescher is 68 years old today. Here's a picture.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm a big fan.
I got to do it again.
Yep.
It's Lady, not Ladya.
You're thinking of the mom from Beetlejuice.
No,
why not a Ryder's character?
I'm trying to think who's okay. So Florence Henderson's dead.
Rest in peace, Robert Reed.
Robert Reed dead.
Rest in peace.
Ann B. Davis dead. Butcher dead.
Sam Butcher.
Dog all, dead.
Oh, boy.
Everybody rested.
You just got the kids left.
Marsha's Nose, rest in peace.
George Glass, dead. Never existed.
Dead and dead.
Remember their cousin that wore the glasses that came and stayed with them one summer? Like, Jesus Christ. How many kids you going to have in one house? Y'all should have sent your kids to that kid's house.
Bunch of four eyes.
I'm going to say it's Bobby Brady's birthday.
Nope.
Peter Brady.
Nope.
A boy?
Yep.
Peter Brady. Greg.
It is Barry Williams' birthday. The spokesman of MeTV.
Probably because Snyder didn't want it. Snyder or whoa, Pat. Let's go with...
whoa, Pat. I see him riding the horse.
I'm going to go 69 just to
give a 69 sounds good.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I'm in.
It's not right. Barry Williams is 71 years old today.
Oh. Damn it.
Angie Dickinson, you want to guess her real quick? She was the go-to back in the day.
Is she not dead?
Nope.
I'm thinking of Janice Dickinson. Is she alive?
I think Janice is still with us,
thank
too.
Thank God. 80 years
81.
Old.
81.
Angie Dickinson is 94. Years old today.
Okay, so wow. Actress?
Yep, Ocean's okay. 11, the original.
Ah, okay. Yeah, with Sinatra and Dean Martin.
Rat Pack. I don't have any Happy Heavenlies, thank God. Everybody's still with us.
They're all rotting in hell. The people that are dead on birthdays.
Wow.
I can give you a happily hell birthday. Oh, I guess I could. If we preface it like that.
Like, if you're a Satanist, you should, like, be happy when you get there.
Happily
I mean, you
hell
won't birthday. Be, but, like... I mean, you're going to be there and be in torment? You kind of asked for it.
Oh, we could do happy heavenly or happy hellish. You pick.
That's us deciding their afterlife. My luck.
Heavenly.
Happily hellish.
They could have been like on the way out, being like, all right, I'm going to forgive me my sins for doing all this bad stuff. All right, come on.
I mean, that is the loophole to it, but it does kind of suck that you use it that way, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but that's the problem is you don't know... When you don't know that you're going to be able to, you might.
Yeah, there's a cutoff, right?
That's why you should always say your prayers, even at bedtime. Even, I mean, you should believe. I mean, you know, in my opinion. But like, if you die in your sleep, you know.
Which has got to be the worst way to die, right? You don't get that final communication.
There's no good way. There's,
no,
not.
There's not.
There's not. There's. I thought about that here recently, and it's like. Yeah, I don't want to go in my sleep, but I also don't want to know, like, all right, you got 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's...
or, you know, their estimates are usually either way off, you know, like, oh, you've got this long, and nope, or, hey, you're going to be dead in 6 months. And you're like, all right, 8 years later, I'm still here. It's,
oh, God, that's not good either, because you outlive it, and you're like, okay, when's the other shoe going to drop?
I know. I mean, it's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
Let's think about Paige exercising earlier. Go back to happier times. Suckers flying everywhere.
It's not that get up hideous. And do
the, oh, yeah, people want to know if we can make a boomerang video.
No, we cannot.
I don't think you can make boomerang videos anymore. I don't see that as an option anymore.
You'd have to have the TV in Times Square to get those suckers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that obese.
Jess is. The rest of you needs to catch up.
Oh, my God.
Your breasts are morbidly obese.
They are.
Everything else is just fine.
Wait till she starts bodybuilding again and working those suckers out. They're going to be even bigger. They're going to be muscular.
You remember how, who was it that, was it in a cartoon when they pump their muscles and, it, like, more muscles would keep popping up?
It's Popeye, right?
See?
Okay, that's the way her boobs are going to be.
Jesus, look.
They're going to just...
kind of get some bicep.
She's got definition.
Is that the fun arm? You know what I'm saying?
They're both the same way because I'm.
Oh my
lifting.
God!
You take two hands to do that?
What are you doing?
Oh my God!
Did you see what she was doing?
You're so nasty.
She had two and.
She
so
was
nasty.
Doing a military press, not I'm satisfying two guys at the same time behind her.
I cannot.
I can see where you would
That's
think that.
That's too much work.
What do you think they're going on their? She's doing push-ups.
No.
You think they're doing it on their tiptoes?
It'll take a boomerang of you doing that.
I
now.
Oh yeah, want one, let alone two.
Enough of this gym talk. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Stop raining.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.